Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Would you take a cruise? A seacation, a cruise to nowhere. We've already had a couple of comments that were LL Tan earlier said, I'm not quite so sure. I don't think it's a great idea. What about you, Neil? Would you do it?
I would. And I'm not just saying it because I know you had a very nice cruise this week, but based on the measures and the guidelines that they have in place now, which you can discuss, yes, I 100% would. And maybe you can just, for those who weren't listening earlier, recap the do's and the don'ts and the logistics of taking a cruise to nowhere right now.
Starting about a week ago, the first two cruises, Royal Caribbean and the World Dream by Genting Cruise Lines, started out of Singapore. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, you may have seen some of the publicity. There was a lot of publicity on it, but only for PRs and only for citizens. You have to take a COVID test on the way in before you get on the ship, before you even check in, and then one as you get off. While you're on the ship, you have to have a tracing token on you all the time. It's specifically made for you.
And how is the COVID test administered? Is it
Nasal swab. So it's two worms going up your nose.
And it takes just a few minutes?
But yeah, we tested and out approved in 15 minutes.
Right.
Super simple. And you do that at the cruise center itself. And then once you're on board, you know, you have to wear masks in public areas, not while you're eating, just like here. You do have to pre-book things. Like if you want to go to sit by the pool, you have to book your timings just so they can maintain social distancing. All the staff are – it was surprising to me, surprisingly good. And they're not only doing these things in the front of the house with all the passengers, but also back of house, all the staff on board.
Now, that's great. The key part that most Singaporeans take a cruise for is the food. I'm curious to know, because the cruises traditionally were famous for their buffets, all you can eat, pile it high. Obviously, they can't do that anymore. So how is food distributed on the cruise?
Every restaurant, and there are many restaurants on this ship, as there are with most cruise ships, right? Every restaurant has a menu. You order from the menu. They bring you the food.
Right.
But you can order, you know, depending on the plan you're on or whatever, you can order more if you want more.
Right.
Right. They're not just saying one serving only. So you can fill up pretty easily. The thing that my daughter and I really liked the most was that the serving sizes, the portion sizes, were actually very reasonable for a change. Usually you come off of a cruise thinking, oh, my gosh, I got to go to the gym for a week to work off all the food, right? Yeah. So for a change, you have as much as you want, but you aren't automatically predisposed to overeating like we are when the buffets are out there.
Yeah, because that was always a popular thing, particularly with the kids. They'd have like that pizza corner and the French fries corner that would be updated, replenished almost 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm assuming that's...
You don't get that. You don't get that necessary experience, but, you know, there's tons of food, tons of different styles of restaurants. There's nobody goes hungry on these cruises.
Right.
Yeah, basically. The interesting thing, too, is, you know, when you think of the World Dream ship, it can hold 5,000 passengers.
Yeah.
That has been curtailed to 1,700 for these cruises to maintain the social distancing. The cruise I took with my daughter last week, we had 500 people on it.
Wow.
So it was wide open. We could do really whatever we wanted, whenever we wanted to do it. And they have the shows, and there's the casinos that everybody knows these cruises so well.
And what about the water slides? Because that's always my favorite part of the cruise, me and my daughter. In terms of COVID, how
didn't have to
work?
Pre-book, didn't have to do anything, just show up, first come, first serve. All five were working.
Because I'm guessing that's one of the few times you do not need to wear a mask, obviously.
Correct.
Because, okay.
No, it was all in, you know, two swimming pools, all that. So there's – I mean, I found it was great. I had a chat with the captain on the bridge. I want to play a little bit of that for you now. We won't play the whole thing. It will be on our podcast site, the entire interview. But let's play a little bit now. Captain Robert Bowden, Swedish. He's been at sea for 20 something years, with Genting for 8 years. Let's listen into a discussion I had with him about what's happening on board.
We're on the bridge of the World Dream with Captain Robert Bowden. Welcome to Money FM Weekend Mornings.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you with us today. We are on the second of what will probably be many seacations here on the World Dream. Tell us so far what the experience has been like from your perspective as the captain, as you have now embarked upon this second trip.
It's great so far. What I've been out in the ship, I got a great response from our guests. So I think this is good, and the super seacation looks like well implemented.
Of course, you're no stranger to doing these types of trips. Even pre-COVID, you were taking trips out for several days into international waters, kind of with no particular destination. Is there any difference operationally for you to do this trip now under these strict COVID guidelines?
Of course, it's a huge amount of measures that we have taken up with all these precautions we have now. And the way I feel that we are approaching this, we are creating an envelope of safety around the guests from when they come to the terminal throughout their cruise with us. So the guests could feel very safe at all time when they are on board and until they step off the ship.
You've been at sea for over 20 years now. The advent of the COVID restrictions, the COVID safety measures, how has that struck you as someone who is operationally in charge of the ship? Has that meant a lot more work for you and for the crew?
We have implemented a number of more measures. We have looked into areas where we haven't really looked before because we haven't had the measures in place for operating during a pandemic, as it's more than 100 years ago since we had a global pandemic.
And when you think about just the fact that this ship can now take around 1,700 passengers, it's meant for 5,000. That obviously is a very different operational challenge for the crew, is it not?
It is. Also, we are half the amount of crew members on board.
And the response so far from the passengers that I've seen here on the World Dream is everyone seems quite happy that there's a little bit more space to move around.
Yeah, it could be. With 5,000 persons on board, of course, it will be more persons and more crowded in where it might be show point, but the ship is pretty large, so even with 5,000 guests, they will be spread out throughout the ship.
Yeah. We're in the Straits of Malacca now,
And Neil, that was Captain Robert Bowden of the World Dream. I had a chance to talk with him up on the bridge. And the staff, I have to say, the staff were just amazing on this trip. I know initially I was concerned about the health and safety issue of it. But after being on this, I would take my family again in a minute without even thinking about it. A full medical suite and medical team there, too. Everything from a small operating theater to, I think it was 8 sealed off compartments if somebody were to fall sick.
Right.
They immediately call a number. They're taken straight down there. They're quarantined there if they need to be. They have one of these testing machines, rapid testing machine, on board so they can get a test within 30 minutes or 20 minutes to know if somebody is COVID positive. Very different than what we were seeing with some of the cruises 6 or 7 months ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Before the testing.
Well, arguably, I was saying to my wife, it's safer than going to a supermarket or it's safer than going to a hawker center. Why? Because they're not all partitioned in separate rooms in a hawker center and they're not being tested before they go in and out of the hawker center. So if you're going to eat in a hawker center or shop in a supermarket, I can't really see what the difference is, right? If you're going on a cruise that isn't docking anywhere. It's literally going out, turning around, and coming back. How was your daughter? How was your daughter on it? How was her experience of it? She was never like worried or nervous?
No, she's secondary too. And again, to your point, everyone who is on that ship from the passengers to all of the crew members have been tested before they got on that ship. So they are all negative. Everyone is negative that's
exactly.
on that ship. So,
but you can't say that if you're on an MRT train or a...
Of course not, right?
Because how would you know?
You don't know. You could be, whatever. So in many ways, I feel like, and it's all Singapore standard in terms of the level of contact tracing and all that sort of stuff. So I just have to say it was very safe. My daughter she didn't even mention it once, right? Mm. It was, hey, of course you wear your mask when you go out of the room. So what? You do that everywhere, right?
Yeah.
When you go anywhere. So anyway, great, a really great experience. the two cruise lines are doing it. They're doing it through the holidays. My understanding is the bookings have gone up as the media coverage has increased. And
just from
have,
you.
Well, no, I don't know about that. But, you know, as people have seen that there is not really anything to be worried about, like we saw with some of these previous cruises overseas during the COVID era.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.